5 years ago, this past April. On a sunny Monday afternoon in Boston, the nation's most prestigious marathon was rocked by two homemade bombs. Three people were killed, over 250 others injured. Many of them had arms and legs amputated. Amy Compston from Russell, Kentucky, was running the first of her 14 career marathons. She finished the race just before the twin blasts. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. Greg Stewart's my name. The show, Sports and Commentary, is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more online at WWIB.com. Multi-marathoner Amy Compston is with me on the show today. So let's step back, Amy, in time to April 15th, 2013. The Boston Marathon, a celebration of long-distance running, but that day became a day of tragedy and terror and death with the bombings. You had 22 family members there to cheer you on. You ran your first Boston Marathon and narrowly escaped death yourself. Tell us what happened.
So it was my first Boston Marathon. It was my first world marathon. So going into it, I was so excited, so honored to be there. You know, that's like a long-distance runner's dream, is to be in the Boston Marathon. And I was so excited. My family, 22 members of my family, traveled with me to Boston because they were excited for me. So, you know, starting the day, it was just a day of excitement. The weather was perfect. You know, we just started bright and early. And even the race, like that day I ran my best marathon to date. My time was on point, and I felt great. Finished with just, you know, exhilaration. It was a great, exciting moment, but then everything changed. And for me, my experience was I crossed the finish line, and I was supposed to meet my family at the finish line, but I called them and told them I was just too tired to walk back, and I asked them if they could meet me. So, you know, 22 members of my family, they pack up their stuff, and they turn down an alley, and that's when they heard the bombs explode. And literally, there was a bomb on the right of them and the bomb on the left of them, but God led them down an alley. So my entire family was spared just by minutes from those bombs. And, you know, in Boston that day, the telephone lines were shut down immediately, all cell service, just for our protection. So we couldn't really get in contact. We did get through for like a split second. Just I heard my mom say that they're okay. And then all the cell service went down. And it took us about an hour to get reconnected with the family. And, you know, that was just so surreal. There was 22 of us, 11 children under the age of 11. And whenever we finally got reunited, it was just silence, because we it was just tears and silence, because we realized what God had just spared us from. It was a day of ups and downs, very high and low emotions of all sorts. It's hard to even describe, because, you know, when you're in the middle of such a terrorist attack and just such a form of evil, you really, even 5 years later, you can't describe the emotions and just the impact it has on your life, to be honest with you.
I bet. The thing that surprised me, Amy, is that you went back to participate in the Beantown Marathons the next 3 years after the bombings. What was it like for you to strap on the running shoes that next year, 2014, and return to the scene of the bombing to run the marathon?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, there was no other option but to go back. You know, the Lord says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that was kind of our scripture going into 2014, was we are not going to back down to this evil. We saw how God had just delivered our family and spared us, and we wanted to go back and just with a stand of, you know what, our God is powerful, and he's protected us, and he will continue. But going into it, it was a little, you were a little on edge, like every book bag you saw, every helicopter that flew over, every siren you heard, it brought back those memories. But I'm telling you, they had every police officer, every National Guard, every Army man on that course. I've never felt more safe on a race course than I did in 2014. Boston was not joking. They were not playing around, and they were making a stand and saying, you know what, we will continue, and you know, nothing is going to stop this race from going on. And it was an honor to be there in 2014, and that's the year the American Meb won the race, and it was the first time in like 30 years. And my husband was at the finish line, and they were chanting USA, USA as he won, and it was just such a victory for our country and for the race world to come back in 2014. Mm-hmm.
Amy Compston, who ran in the 2013 Boston Marathon. So we're talking about the bombings that day. And I tell you what, you said that experience changed your life forever. We don't have time to talk about it on this sports and commentary edition, but let's plan a getting together again and unfold that a little bit, how your life changed from that point, Amy. And we'll talk about your Christian faith, too, and outreach ministry that you're involved with after that 2013 Boston Marathon. So thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon. God bless you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much.